Blog Talk Radio.
The bambula is a special rhythm, the rhythm of the ancients. It was done long away and far ago. It is an opening of the gates. It is a calling of the spirits of the souls to come and take and walk with you and commune. It is a rhythm that is very special and very sacred. And it goes like this.
Give me your hand. I won't hurt you much. The blessing of the drummer's hands is important. If you do not bless the drummer's hands, then they cannot play. Not the rhythms that are given to them from the spirit.
Begebora, begedula, atukumelke, trayak nishpadnela.
Is the blessing. That's what's given. Spirit of love, spirit of heart, spirit of soul, bless the hands so they can have control to play forth that which is given unto them from the spirit of the earth comes out again. Gebra, Vagedula, Atuk, Malket. Rayach Nishvan, Elan Shelachum, Ala Frek Shemham Vorosh. Is the blessing that's given.
Thank you.
Whoa. Talk about raising the vibe for the tribe.
For real.
That was wonderful. Our guest this evening is the group, the amazing, and I don't, it's not even right to just call you the, you all a band. You are so much more. It's Tuatha Dia, correct pronunciation? Yes. Danny, can you please introduce yourself and the band members you have with you, with us tonight?
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm Danny, or Damascus. People call me either. I'm here with my wife, Rebecca, and my brother-in-law, Chris. And, of course, they're just a part of the group. It's really the family as a whole that makes up the band. But they're here with me tonight, so got three of us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rebecca. Now, you know, y'all, I have been listening to you most of the day as I've worked with videos. And so I'm sort of there, you know. I've been there all day. It's wonderful stuff you're doing. Now, the song that I played to introduce you, Bambula, correct pronunciation?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's what you just played, that's the first time it's ever been played anywhere. It's actually part of the new CD we're in the process of producing. And
wow.
Not just us on that CD, it's Madison Kanzler and Laurel Harris from Spiral Rhythm also on that CD with us.
Right, Spiral Rhythm. Well, it was just wonderful. What practitionering there, coming into the song, opening it up, just parted the veils right open and pulled it all in. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
The first time I heard it, I was really, wow. And then the second time I heard it, I played in a different sound system, and it was even more wow. And I could hear it through my headphones going out, and I think it's a very impressive number. Most impressive, I think, because it really does raise the vibe. Can you give us, and Nick, I mean, do you have any commentary or anything?
Yeah, well, I was getting my exercise over here. I was like, wow, I didn't go to the gym, but I had the whole hips going, and you really feel that movement and it just makes your body go. It's incredible. Great stuff.
Thank you. And in reality, I really have to give credit where credit's due on this. The opening was Maddie from Spiral Rhythm, and that was entirely Maddie, and she's amazing. And regarding that particular piece of music, we only came in contact with it about a year ago, and we have Spiral Rhythm to thank for that, because we were at a festival in Kentucky, and Maddie was there, and she asked us to participate in a ritual they were doing, drumming, what is the drum, and taught us that rhythm. So it inspired collaboration. And so I really have to, with Bambula in particular, the credit really has to go a great deal to Maddie and Spiral Rhythm and Laurel Harris for coming in and helping us with that, because they inspired us and actually, in effect, have inspired a lot more collaboration with other artists as well.
That's wonderful to hear. I mean, it is about cooperation and everybody opening the way for each other right now. So that just goes right along with it. I think what from my personal point of view, I think what we're witnessing right now is the birth of a global culture because of technology and how it's made us so accessible to one another. And beyond the leadership that most of us feel is inadequate, to say just the least side. And I think we're all reaching out to one another and, of course, opening the way and seeing. And most of my anthropologist friends are just batty when I say this, but I do think we are witnessing a global culture and bringing the way through has a lot to do, especially with drummers. There are drummers everywhere, and they open and they close protests, and they open and they close festivals, they open and they close art, they open and they close important city events, drummers. And it, from my personal point of view, when I hear, and this is ever since I was a kid, my mom took me to the Highland Games up there, grandfather, it's something that just opens you up and takes you back. It grounds you into whoever you are deep down. I don't know how to really represent that better with words, but maybe you can, and I can let you speak about it, all three of you.
Well, we'll give it a try. For those who don't know us, we never really intended to be a band. I generally start a lot of interviews out with that comment, but it's really it's the truth. We started out drumming and in drum circles and building community through drumming and finding community in drumming, because when you really break it down, drumming was the first instrument created. You were talking about this universal culture or global culture. And I can't agree more with that. And drums, I think, they speak directly to that, particularly when you stop and think about the fact that the drum was the first instrument created around the world without any interaction whatsoever. In all cultures, it was integrated in for everything from spiritual celebrations to music to communication. And we tripped across that early on when we first started drumming. And I thought it was interesting. You mentioned Grandfather Mountain a few minutes ago, and I just got a comment on that. One of the first places I started drumming was at the Grandfather Mountain Highland Games at the Circle
tonight.
Right.
Really?
And,
wow.
It is. And it's where me and my wife met at 4 years ago. And now we play there as a group. But
I haven't been in years. I used to live in Lynnville. My mom had a summer home up there, and I lived for a couple of years up there, and I covered the Highland Games for the local paper.
Amazing. I when you said that, I thought, well, there's another connection. We're actually playing there again for the second year this year, but it's where me and my wife met. It's our meeting spot. So, but getting back to the drums, I do think they speak universally, and after we started drumming as a family, we found that it crossed all these cultural gaps and gender gaps and age gaps and all these barriers that are normally there. It's a form of communication first and foremost.
Yeah.
And we began working with, we worked it into the community. We do it obviously at festivals and such, and we also started doing it for different community projects and services and such, and we do it with our own community and in schools and everything else. And it opens the doors to everything. And I think it starts with basic communication, acceptance, and cooperation. And the drum is just a basic tool for that, it's a catalyst for that.
Can I ask you, when you all began to drum as a family at home, I get the feeling that your journey has been one of a very organic process, that the way just kept opening further and further. Am I guessing correctly?
You are exactly spot on. I actually started drumming before the rest of the family did, and brought it home, and I've got two of my children. I say children, but they're grown. One of them has their own children. They're also in the band. They started drumming with me. And then other members of the family came in. And then close friends that we consider family got involved. And before you knew it, we were adding in other instruments. And most of this was just for, our own creative amusement initially.
Yeah.
And it just became what it has now become. And all of it being absolutely unintentional.
Wow. I know that you all are right now enjoying a lot more attention is coming around. Are you going to be opening for Wendy Rule?
We're actually collaborating with Wendy. Going back to, and I can kind of fall this back to what you just heard with Bambula and what we've done so far with Spiral Rhythm. last year, and we feel very, very, very fortunate. We're a baby band still. We're a baby group as far as people seeing us, knowing who we are. And we've been around for just under 3 years, but we've been fortunate. And last year in particular, we were at a lot of different festivals where we got to play with some amazing artists, people we've been listening to for forever. Spiral Rhythm being one, Wendy Rule being another, and quite a few others. And it sparked this concept of collaboration. And it all came about with this concept for this CD. And we started talking to each other and talking about how it would be just an amazing experience to work together and create something. It's not a singular group. It's all of us within the community coming together. The first two people, of course, or first two groups we encountered that committed to it was Spiral Rhythm and Wendy Rule. And so Wendy was going to come in, and she still is. She's coming in to another piece that's not really ready yet, and she's going to be recording with us on that for the CD project. But we decided to set up a show. She wanted to set up a show while she was in our area, and we've got one set up. And so, yeah, we're going to be playing with Wendy on April 13th.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And is anybody going to at least video that?
Well, we really, really hope so. Yes, we have. We've got our really super good friends from Thorn Oak that are going to come in and do photographs for us. And
well, we've also got a real good friend. We were forced. We've been really lucky. Another friend of ours who is a local independent cinematographer named Rob Simpson is going to come in, and they're going to help be videoing this event for us. Like my wife mentioned, there's going to be some people there photographing. We're hoping we may even be able to pull off some recordings from it. We don't know yet. But
have you thought about live streaming it at all?
Well, it depends on if we can. We've thought about it. I don't know how much we can get put together in a short period of time. We're actually very, very lucky with this one. This is actually taking place in a mainstream venue that I guess it just shows that the universe is opening up.
Yeah.
That I think this is the first time anything like this has ever taken place there. They usually have everything from international ballets and symphonies and all sorts of other music, but I think this is the first time anything like this has happened. And they're working with us closely. We're hoping, and I really do hope that we can work out something that can be done that way. At this stage, we still don't know what all is going to be made available.
I have to give you a call after this. There's a large group of us actually putting a network together right now that you all should be able to make use of sometimes. That's absolutely wonderful. Yes, cooperation is huge. It's become the key that's opening the door to the cosmos right now, cooperation.
I think music is a great way to do it because it's a very non-threatening form of opening doorways, and or we found it to be anyway. And it makes the cooperation and the communication there through the music makes cooperation and such. It makes it easier. It's like walking through a door rather than to push your way through.
Yeah. It's a different way of communicating also because you're communicating on so many different levels and frequencies. It's a lot of communication.
Absolutely.
You also, I want to give you some time here to talk about, you have a wonderful Kickstarter program out there, right?
Yes, and that falls directly in line with everything we've been talking about. And I really appreciate you guys giving us this opportunity to talk about that. What Kickstarter is it's a means of getting assistance from the fan base and the people out there in the community to make projects happen. In our particular case, the project that we're trying to get off the ground is this CD, this collaborative effort with these other groups and other people who are we're so fortunate to be working with. And what it really comes down to, you first can go to our Facebook, which is simply under the name of the band, Tuatha Dia, or can find us through www.tuathadia.com and look up this Kickstarter program. We're keeping it posted. We have, I think, approximately 39 days left to raise the amount of money necessary to make this project happen. And all the details are there for people to look at. You can become a backer. A backer can back as little as a dollar and as much as they want toward the project to help it happen. And again, it's not just us in this particular case with this particular CD. It's some of the people that have already committed to it, some of the other groups that are going to be on this CD with us, working with us in this collaborative effort. Wendy Rule, of course, various people from Spiral Rhythm, Dave the Bard from England,
Murphy's Midnight Rounders,
Celia. So we've got a lot of people coming together for this project, and this is how, this is us asking the community to give us a hand here, help us make it happen and be part of it with us.
How much do we have to raise?
We need $6,000. That's the minimum amount. Make the project happen. If we go over that amount, great. It's all going to go toward making it better and better. But we need $6,000. And it is sort of an all or nothing thing.
Yeah.
In other words, if it were to raise $8,000, that's great. If it hits $5,999, we get nothing. So this is where the community comes in, and we hope that they'll be interested in helping us make this happen.
And you have how many days left now?
We have 39 days left. So we're not in bad shape. The community is all, and big thanks to everybody that's already backed us so far in the first 5.5 days. I think we've raised $1,500, and good start toward what we're trying to get to. So usually, I don't know how to express it, but we great thanks, big thanks to everybody so far.
Incredibly honored.
Exactly.
Do you have any kind of a? I know you all made a video. Do you have a MP3 clip of that could be played on radio shows like this? I mean, I will play it if you'll get it to me. I will play it on the shows that we have here all week.
Oh, we really appreciate that as well. Thank you, and I'm sure I can make that happen. I'm not the most technically adept person. I have to turn to others to help me. But I'm sure we could make that happen, and we certainly appreciate you making that offer and being willing to do that.
Well, and we got a network out there, and I want you to get on a couple of other shows that I'm aware of that just gets the message out, helps raise the money. You're doing some beautiful stuff, and the drumming and the music and the message is just spectacular. But then again, you know, my Irish is showing, I guess. I don't know.
It's okay. It's really, Irish has been showing for the last 5 or 6 days everywhere I've been. So.
Yeah, there you go. I'd love to hear from Rebecca and from Chris, too, the journey so far for folks to hear.
Well, me in particular, I didn't, like he said earlier, we started in his living room pretty much just entertaining ourselves, and it evolved into what it has evolved into. But I didn't really start out drumming. I volunteered my voice to the efforts of entertainment. And eventually, I eased my way in front of a drum, which I have to admit was a little intimidating to begin with, but over the last couple of years, I've learned that it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And we now go out into the community, as you said earlier, and get people to come in and drum with us, and it's a thrill to me to watch people evolve.
She's being humble, too. She actually owns Tuatha Drum Nation. She's the owner of the company that takes it out to the people.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, I didn't think it was humble. It thrills me. It makes me smile to watch people realize their potential in themselves. And Sometimes it takes a little while to realize your own potential.
For sure.
But I entered into everything, and I fall in love. I fall in love with everything that we do. Every time we go out, we go with our family, we go and we meet these wonderful people that have now welcomed us with open arms, for lack of a better term. And I consider them my family also. It's not just an immediate thing. It is a community thing. It is truly a community thing.
If people go to YouTube and put you all in, there are several videos that come up, and I watched one today for a while, and I work at my business here at the bench and do the technology stuff and all of that, and I was actually blending some of my oils over there, and I had a list of your videos playing, and a video came on when I was blending a mist that is all about community, and it came on. You all were in a little sort of an amphitheater looking background during the day, bringing the audience participation. It was incredible. It was about 8 minutes long, and what you've just said sort of is quintessential in that video that I watched today. And by the way, it reflected back so nicely a vibration for me. It what you all are doing, it really is community heart and pretty fabulous. They do bring the audience into it.
Thank you. And that's something that I think that goes back to the drum circle idea of everybody's voice being important and everybody trying to integrate everybody's voice into the whole. I think what you probably saw, matter of fact, we were on the college campus, I believe. And we do that with every performance. We actually do integrate the audience in and such. And I think that's the only one I'm aware of that actually shows that. There's a college campus in Kentucky, which a gentleman in a band by the name of Water Sprite, by the name of Jack Montgomery, I don't know if you guys know him.
Wonderful man.
Wonderful person. Had us come into the college. So that was, I think, what you saw. And a quick, if you don't mind, I'll give you a quick story of what really made it all click for us, that we were doing anything. When we first started doing the drum, what we call the drum facilitations or the drum circles, facilitated drum circles, which are not quite the same as the band's performances, but we've integrated them together now. We live in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It's a tourist community. It's nestled away in the Smoky Mountains. And we were asked to come down, and I think at the time they thought we were just performers, and play at the Gatlinburg Farmers Market. And it's a little farmers market. And the farmers market, I suppose, is not the place people first and foremost expect to see a bunch of African drums. But we took them in, set them up in a circle, and we managed to coerce 5 or 6 couples, probably in their 60s, that were there to buy vegetables and fruits into this circle and got them to start playing basic rhythms. And as we were playing, it's a tourist community. We had several cars stop because they saw what was going on. And we had two, I don't know their actual nationality, but they were Asian, couples come into the circle and start playing. And then we had an African-American couple who turned out to be from Chicago on vacation or honeymoon, and he was a djembe player. He came into the circle. And then there was a group of people camping in a little campground, and we coaxed him over, and we filled the circle up, and there was about 25 people. And for about 45 minutes, they were all playing together and laughing and smiling, and the drumming is it's communicated. You have to listen to each other, and the drum is the voice. And when we were done, all these people were just having a great time. We realized not only have we, this was our epiphany moment that we figured we need to keep doing this. We found out they were not different ages, not different genders, not different races or cultures or perspectives, but the Asian people and the people who come across the campers were Hispanic. None of them could even speak English. And we realized, where else in the world do you get this group of people together? And there was no conflict. It was perfect. And if only for 45 minutes, it was perfect. And that's what hit our hearts the hardest, and that's what's kept us doing this.
That's wonderful.
Wow. What a great story.
That's really wonderful.
It's so interesting, I'm so happy to hear everything that you've been saying, because Gwen and I talk a lot on the show and off of the show on following your bliss and doing things because you love them, doing what you feel motivates you towards your highest happiness, and then the rest of it will come, and you guys are such a great example of that. I'm so thankful to hear your story.
Well, thank you. I was going to tell you, by the way, if you want Chris to talk, you have to direct a specific question to him.
Cool.
He is the quiet one in the bunch. We don't get him to talk too much. He can talk, though, so you just have to.
Chris actually looks like the rock star in the photos of the band on your site. I have to compliment your photographer, who has done a beautiful job at representing you. I mean, y'all are very photogenic, of course, but he's done a really beautiful job with the photography. But Chris, how old are you, and how inspired are you by the band and what you do with it?
And are you the one that's attached?
They're all tats.
All tats.
Yeah. Daddy's got
nice,
big making on picture. His arm. I mean, these guys are
nice.
Helps.
Well, I'm 27 years old right now. I don't pay much attention to my age. I don't think it really matters to me. But
good for you.
As far as the band goes, when I first got into this, it was solely because of the integration of the Native American flute, which is all I actually knew when I first got in. And that was about a year after the band had started. I got picked up at it was kind of like a powwow. Danny found me. They found me drumming, and I decided I was going to go up here and trying to figure out what they were doing, so I picked up the drum, and I guess you could say it all went up or downhill from there. but since that time, I don't actually only play native flute anymore. I can actually keep up with the best of the drummers in this group. I've been able to pick up penny whistles, didgeridoo, even a bass on a song or two.
Wow.
And I just keep adding more and more instruments into my repertoire.
Wow.
How nice.
And how many people do you have coming in the family, in and out of the group over time? I notice that people, and I've read it, that you weave in and out. Some people are there sometimes, and others are there other times.
Well, the group, first and foremost, has been an evolution. We actually maintain an alumni page on our Facebook, and if you go in and look at that, you'll see there's probably enough people to make four bands that have come and gone through the band.
Wow.
Most of which we still stay in contact with and you know, still consider a part of Tuatha, the extended family. The actual group is a total of six people. And there's a basis of us that have been there throughout the course of it. It'd be myself and my wife, Rebecca, my daughter, Tasia, Chris. There's my son, Brandon. And my son, Brandon, is one of the biggest integrators. He's been with us for the past 5 days, which we just did a tour in North Carolina. He was with us through the whole thing. He has recently become engaged, and so he has integrated Nikki, his fiance. She's now part of the crew, and
wow.
They will come and go. They live in a different city, so they're not with us on everything, but there's always a place and space.
And you're based out of Gatlinburg?
We're based out of Gatlinburg, and most of the members do live in the immediate area. There are some exceptions. Rebecca's sister, my sister-in-law, who also is Chris's fiance, still lives in North Carolina. She's the other vocalist and percussionist in the group, along with Rebecca. My daughter's husband, Lane is also one of the drummers, and he has come and gone from time to time. He's currently pretty much full on with us now. And there's a gentleman by the name of Travis Harashan, who has come and gone quite a bit. We consider him an extended member of the family. It's really a difficult question to answer. There's a basis of us that always remain the same. And then there's an extended group that occasionally you'll see Travis with us, or you may see Brandon with us, or our new member by the name of Adam Ogle, who I think he's probably going to be more of a permanent party. But we had a show this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, and one of the originators, Mead Baker, who was one of the people who helped me and Rebecca start the group, who's not been with us for over a year, was actually on the stage with us. So it's we never know. It just seems to be a growing tribe.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I can think of parallels in my own community, as it were. That's very wonderful.
Well, I think it's the beauty of the drum too. It allows so many people to integrate in, and you know, the other instruments. Chris made a comment a while ago about when he came in, he was only a Native American flautist, and he's expanded. We've all done that. Every single person in this band that we call a band weren't musicians, and so we've been teaching ourselves as we go along.
That's extraordinary. Isn't that wonderful? And, I mean, you guys are just in telling the story. Imagine the people listening to it who've always wanted to do that.
It's possible. It still boggles my mind, but now I did have a musical background 20 something years ago, but I gave it up to raise my kids and walked away from it. And I believe I'm probably the only person in the entire group that had any sort of musical background prior to coming in. And so if this group can do it, anybody can do it. I think it's just a matter of coming together as a community. And our little drum group, our little band works a lot like a community. And you do what you have to do to make ends meet, and people do come and they do go and then they come back, and I think we're a fair representation of what anybody can do.
I'd really love to give people a better understanding of just how talented a group you are and how well you work together. Do you mind if I play Bagabi?
No, please.
Okay,
Thank you.
This is Tuatha Dia, Bagabi. That's some stunning percussion.
Good job on the diggeridoo,
That's some stunning percussion, and it got all my guides up and perked up too. Like the guys on the borders of the Reds back there are looking at me too. Jeez.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
It's really, I think, in my mind, I'm thinking, my gosh, these guys would back up Busby Berkeley.
So real.
Big time show. I want, before we've got about 10 minutes left, and I would really like to get it clear, because we get a lot of listeners in the podcast. They'll come and listen and archive. And I would really like to clearly get your Kickstarter address for people to go to and find the information. And let's go over that one more time. Why we need to get the money up for the Kickstarter program and this CD that's a collaboration.
Okay. Well, and that's, these projects are expensive.
Yeah.
We are, of course, a family first, a band second, the tribe third, and or maybe the tribe would come second. But they're expensive ventures, and we're in this really fortunate position to have all these amazing artists who are going to come in with us on this, but we're not really in a position to do it all ourselves, and so we're turning to community to help us make this a reality. And the easiest way to become a backer. And by the way, backers do receive things in turn. We have all sorts of things we want to give to our backers for helping us out, and including MP3s of the CDs, actual CDs, T-shirts, even drums, depending upon the level of backing, so that people are getting something for their efforts of helping us out. But the best way to get to the Kickstarter program is to simply go to our Facebook page, and we're going to make sure that we keep that address readily available and posted daily on that page where it's easy to find. All you really got to do is just, you'll see it, it'll say Kickstarter on it. You can
record our third album.
It says it's time to record our third album. If they'll click on that, it'll give them all the information about what we're doing, who's going to be on the CD, what we're going to be presenting to our backers for helping us. And all they got to do is follow the links, and the links will take them right through the process of becoming a backer and making whatever level of donation feasible.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oops, I'm echoing, aren't I?
Yeah, just a little bit. Lost what you said.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I was hoping to hear some of the longer range plans that you all have as a family community group getting out there, especially traveling. Are you going to meander down south at all?
Well, we actually are on a couple of occasions this year. In May, we'll be at Paralounge, which is a drum festival that is in Florida,
the
Ocala area. We'll be there. We're actually going to play in Jacksonville at a little pub on the way down called Fan McCool's. And so we'll be in Ocala in May. I think it's the second weekend. First weekend, we're actually in Wisconsin at Circle Sanctuary for Selena Fox's Beltane.
Oh, wonderful.
And, so we're going up, and then we're coming right back down. We'll be back in Florida in early November for the Florida Pagan Festival. We've not announced it yet, but I guess I'm announcing it now that we will be there for that. So that's the two occasions that I know of will be in Florida this year. May will also be at PUFF in Tennessee, which is Pagan Unity Festival. and we'll be at Kansas City for Heartland Pagan Festival at the end of May. We'll be at Grandfather Mountain in July.
Of course.
Very good chance people might see us at PSG in June. Still waiting to make that announcement. And if people will tune into our Facebook and just check, we'll keep everybody posted as things come in. Probably way too many places at this point to be announcing.
And how do you travel? Do you all fly?
We would love it. It is we have a big white van that looks like a church van that we put a trailer on the back. And we cram all of our little bodies into the front part, put all of our equipment in the back, and then we look like the Beverly Hillbillies going across the states.
Dysfunctional Partridge Family.
Awesome. We call ourselves the Dysfunctional Partridge Family, yeah.
Perfect.
You can find us in rest area near you.
That's so expensive, too, traveling by gas. That's gotten just as expensive.
It is. I mean, there's overhead involved in what we do. and we try to plan it as well as we can. But, yeah, it can be a little bit of an expensive venture in and of itself. But, you know, this is what we love to do, and we're just thrilled that we've found the acceptance that we have and that people are actually interested. And, you know, we feel fortunate to be able to do this.
The road is beautiful. The road tripping is great. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet you all enjoy it so much.
It is an adventure each and every time. Bear in mind, we are a family. We have no buffers.
Wow.
Overall, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I mean, I get to spend time with the people that are the most near and dear to me. And
you can hang out with your kids, man.
Get to hang out with my kids, and I don't know many. I'm still surprised that they're willing to hang out with me at their age. So I'm thrilled.
That's wonderful.
Super cool. We should have them on again, Glenn, like closer to your Kickstarter due date, and maybe we can talk a little more about your musical process next time. That would be really cool.
Thank you. And also, thank you so much for just having us.
Absolutely.
And allowing
thank you very
us
much.
To be part of your show. We really, really are honored and appreciate it.
And Chris says thank you, too. He's nodding his head.
That's how he talks.
it's about community. It really, truly is about community and collaboration. The words are big time on
big
Here
Be
Monster.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on to some more radio shows in our network so we can get this out about the Kickstarter. Just any help we can get out there.
We so appreciate that. So appreciate that.
It's Chris, Rebecca, Danny. And Danny, what is your other name?
I'm sorry.
The other name?
Damascus.
Damascus.
Some folks know me as Damascus. I will answer to almost anything, though.
It's been a pleasure to have you on. And really, we thank you for coming on and sharing your talent and your goals and your community with us, really, big time.
Yeah. Thank
you.
We are at the close of the show, Nick. We've only got a couple of minutes here. I would like to remind everybody that we are part of the Commons Project Network. We're up and coming. Look for us, folks. Lots of different people at that junction. And Here Be Monsters. This has been the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. We're here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Hopefully to shift your consciousness. And I think we got there tonight.
Yes. For sure. It's great. I love when the tribes that have their tribes, you said that you're not terribly technologically savvy, but you have people that know, you know, that's a tribe too, and then we have the radio tribe. It's great, man. It really makes me feel happy about these shifts and being a part of it.
Absolutely. I want to thank Tuaca Dea for being our guest this evening. Hope to see them back very soon again. And our sponsors, the I Love Nicole Show over on YouTube, you can find, and daughtersofisis.com, the fragrant memories of our ancestors. And I think that covers it. Tuathadea, would you like to say goodnight to our folks?
We'd love to. We want to thank you guys again, and good night to everyone.
Good night.
Good
night. Good night.
And that's the show for this evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And echo, echo, echo.
Mercury retrograde on its way out.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.